I'm Duncan McLeod, and you're listening to the Tech Central podcast brought to you today by Dimension Data. I'm at the campus in Bryanston in Johannesburg to talk to Tony Walt, who has just been appointed as head of Dimension Data's brand new business, Dimension Data Security. Tony, you've been with the group in various roles going on, 25 years or so now?
That's right.
Fair to call you a veteran?
Absolutely. So, yeah, I started off in Internet Solutions in 1996. I was there for approximately 17 years. And then I joined Dimension Data. I looked after the end user computing business, both Middle East and Africa, as well as group. So I was looking after it from a global perspective. And then I went back to IS for 2 years as a chief operating officer.
I remember that.
And then I got the opportunity, which I think is really an opportunity of a lifetime, to start a new brand within the Dimension Data Group.
Great. Well, we're going to be talking all about that in our podcast today. So, major announcement being made today about the creation of Dimension Data Security. Take us through why the group is doing this.
Yeah, so look, I mean, there are a number of reasons. I think, obviously, if one looks at the threat landscape and, you know, what's currently happening, I mean, we all got to accept the fact that we're under attack all the time. Dimension Data absolutely has played in the security space. Amongst, if you look at the brands that we have, Brighthouse, Merchants, Internet Solutions, and obviously the Dimension Data SI business, all of them have security capabilities. But these days, you know, the clients expect you to sell them whatever services you provide have to be secure.
Yeah.
It's no longer an add-on, right? And if you look at the opportunity, approximately $3.6 billion on the Middle East and Africa continent, of which about 60% we believe is addressable by us, given where we are, which geographies we're in. So it's a massive opportunity, it's a massive need, and we're in a very fortunate position, given the strength of the other four brands within the group, to ensure that everything that we provide is secure by design.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in order to achieve that, you need to be known in the industry as a security organization.
Yeah.
And talking to governance, risk, and compliance, it can't be subsumed as part of another brand. It's not an afterthought. So we decided to create this new business, and it's a massive opportunity, but you know, I'm looking incredibly forward to it.
So you mentioned the security capabilities within other group businesses like Internet Solutions and Brighthouse and Data Systems Integration. Are you going to be pulling those capabilities out of those businesses and putting them under the Dimension Data Security banner, or will they continue to operate in those groups as well?
So the journey that we've embarked upon over the last 2.5 months is to firstly identify the security capabilities, the security assets that we have in the other brands.
Yeah.
For a long time, the Dimension Data SI business has had comprehensive security capability, but primarily infrastructure security related. So anything and everything that the SI brand sells from an infrastructure perspective is obviously secured. So we've identified that, and we're lifting and shifting that into the new business. If you look at it from an internet solutions perspective, obviously, you know, MPLS, VPNs, SD-WANs all need to be secured. The data center needs to be secured. And there are many services that my business, this new business, can provide back to internet solutions as well as to other organizations in the market. Approximately 7 years ago, we made an acquisition when I was still at Internet Solutions of an organization called CSA. Continuity South Africa is approximately 30 years old and is quite unique in sub-Saharan Africa in the sense that it provides business continuity, disaster recovery, work area recovery. So when you pull that asset into this business as well, we're more than just a cybersecurity business. We can extend into organizational resilience. So if you look at it from a governance, risk, and compliance perspective, and you add in the assets that we have from Brighthouse, by way of example, there's a lot of application replatforming that Brighthouse are doing mm-hmm. with the move to public and hybrid cloud. They're a very strong SAP, Oracle, and Microsoft player. And you take those assets around ensuring that those workloads are secured properly. You couple that with the the disaster recovery, the work area recovery, the consulting around that, the governance, the risk, the compliance. And we can even go one step further in the sense that should something happen and you have to invoke some kind of a disaster recovery process, the CSA asset has multiple premises around sub-Saharan Africa where we can literally take 400 or 500 people, move them into one of these premises, and business continues almost uninterrupted because that's essentially their service. So we feel that moving from pure cyber resilience and securing what we sell to selling security under the banner of governance, risk, and compliance, and being able to take the client through a full journey of organizational resilience.
Yeah. So your go-to-market strategy, if you're looking to sell into a new client, for example, or let's say Brighthouse or Dimension Data SI is looking to sell into a new client, will you go along with DDSI or Internet Solutions or Brighthouse and with the security messaging? Maybe just take us through what your go-to-market strategy is going to be, particularly around new clients.
Absolutely. So firstly, the way we are structuring the business is in four primary practices. Each one of those practices has full accountability across all of the geographies in which we operate. So I'm going to call it from Saudi down to Cape Town, okay, and many countries in between. The first business or practice that we have developed, and it's already a mature practice, is our consulting practice. Mm-hmm. The consulting practice is based on a framework that has been developed out of entity security globally. And what that framework allows us to do is take the client through the typical journey of assessing their security posture, right? So we would like to lead any discussions and engagements with clients purely from a consulting perspective so that we understand where they are, where they need to go, and what controls we need to ensure are in place in order to secure.
Which clients are increasingly demanding because they're expecting their IT providers not just to arrive at the door with a box and drop it off. They actually want their hands held in their digital transformation journeys.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a very crowded space if one looks at all of the various security-related vendors.
Yeah.
And there are many vendors that say they cover all of the controls. Mm-hmm. But identifying, probably more importantly, which controls are critical within an organization, because to ensure that an organization, if you expect an organization to mature every single control, it's practically impossible and incredibly expensive. So what are the critical assets within the organization that need to be identified? Which are the best controls in order to ensure that the security posture gets to a point that is acceptable, right, from a risk perspective? And then we take them through that journey. So that's the consulting practice. I think if one looks at the global capability and the linkage with entity security, many organizations would like to know how they compare to their peers. And the way in which this framework has been developed allows us to take an organization through that journey and say, in this particular industry, this is how you compare against your peers, both locally, and we can compare them through the other geographies globally as well in which entity operate. The second business is our secure infrastructure business, that practice. So that's essentially securing everything we sell. And I think that if one looks at the systems integration business, the opportunity that we have to ensure that any network, all the networking services that are provided and sold by the Dimension Data SR brand need to be secured by design. And that's essentially what that second practice is going to ensure. So it's securing by design what it is we sell. The third practice is all around identity and access management, so access governance. We believe that it's incredibly important if one considers, the number of ingress points into an organization, of which the human being might very well be the weakest link in the chain. So making sure that we are on top of privileged access management, single sign-on, multi-factor authentication, etc. And making sure that the organization is secure from that perspective is incredibly important. And that's why we've taken that particular focus around access governance as an incredibly important practice that we're going to focus on. And then,
and you already have capabilities in that area?
We do. Yeah. We do have some capabilities, but two of these practices we're going to need to supplement as well.
Okay.
And the group has put a lot of support behind us in ensuring that we can seek out targets both for partnership and potential acquisition as well. So that's incredibly exciting, you know.
So you're looking, you talk to international security vendors looking to represent them here in the markets in which you operate to supplement that IP?
Yes. Yeah. So, I mean, I'll give you a great example of that. NTT has a investment in a company, in a venture capital company in Israel called Teammate. Mm-hmm. Teammate is a company that has 8 organizations that focus on different aspects of security. So we have unfettered access to that technology, to those organizations. And the ability for us to export that, you know, into the various geographies in which we operate, I think is a key differentiator as well. So we've got access to that technology. NTT in the US made an acquisition of a company called White Hat, which is one of the leading providers of web application security. So, you know, having full unfettered access to that as well is a big differentiator for us.
I want to talk more about your relationship with NTT and NTT security, but there's a fourth practice as well, right?
Correct. So the fourth practice is what we're calling secure multi-cloud. Okay, so just really a brief recap. It's the consulting, it's infrastructure, it's identity and access management, and the fourth one is multi-cloud. So, you know, with the move to the cloud, to multi-cloud environments, hybrid cloud environments, the native controls that sit in the likes of Azure, Amazon Web Services, Google, etc., are not necessarily sufficient and need to be supplemented with additional controls. Mm-hmm. So if you look at the relationship and the partnership that we have with the likes of a Brighthouse, going through that replatforming of applications, moving it into the hybrid cloud, and our ability to work alongside them and ensure that whatever gets put into the cloud is sufficiently secured. That's growing at a compound annual growth rate, that market at least, of in excess of 30%. So it's probably where I think we're going to see the most growth. And some of the acquisitions that have been made at a group level and the investments that we have speak directly to both identity and access management as well as secure multi-cloud. Mm.
So let's come back to NTT, the NTT security business. How big is that business and how are you going to be leveraging off it?
So NTT security is huge. I mean, there's over 2,000 security experts that they have. It's in 17 countries, 23 offices. They have 10 SOCs around the world.
SOCs?
Secure Operation Centers. Mm-hmm. So essentially what they've got are individuals that are monitoring at any point in time the threat landscape on behalf of our clients, providing a managed security service provider service and being able to react the moment, you know, there's some kind of an incident and run a full incident response process behind that as well. So NTT Security, with the interlock between them and Dimension Data, and maybe towards, you know, the end, I can also just talk to the difference in branding, because I don't want, you know, us to think in any way that we're distancing ourselves from them. We're very, very much interlocked with NTT. With NTT Security. We are the fifth region. So NTT Security has 5 primary regions. It's the Australias, it's Asia Pacific, Europe and the States, and then Middle East and Africa. So we're the fifth one. And many of the services that we currently provide are provided, backed out to NTT Security, to their SOCs, to their 2,000 professionals around the world, etc.
So Tony, maybe talk us through where you see Dimension Data Security being positioned in the market. As you've mentioned already in this discussion, there are a lot of security players in the market, just in South Africa, never mind the whole region in which you operate. How do you see this business positioned relative to the competition?
Sure. Well, I think, you know, firstly, if one looks at the assets that we're putting together, spoke a little bit earlier about talking to governance, risk and compliance and organizational resilience as a result of CSA, by way of example, I think already is quite a significant differentiator. The access to the type of technology that we have through the acquisitions that have been made with NTT Security and Team 8 also significantly differentiate our capabilities. We're taking a very, very focused approach, and with that comes a requirement to have access to skills, research and development, which NTT is has a huge R&D capability, and we've got full access to all of everything that comes out of there. And we've taken a very deliberate approach to local skills development as well. So I think where we're going to differentiate ourselves is in the culture, inculcating a culture within the security team and understanding that when these individuals wake up in the morning, they realize that they are constantly, or at least our clients are constantly under attack, and they are there to ensure that that doesn't happen. We develop skills over here in South Africa, and we develop them at a level that is arguably streets ahead of what is currently available in the market. And I'm very, very passionate about ensuring that we inculcate that kind of a passion and an understanding of the enormity of the responsibility that these individuals hold.
Of course, we know that there is a skills crisis in the IT sector in South Africa in particular. I mean, it's a global phenomenon that there's a shortage of skills. And it's even worse, in fact, significantly worse in IT security. These skills are in extremely high demand.
Yeah.
You're launching a new business headquartered out of South Africa, where we're seeing high degrees of emigration of IT skills to other markets. Does that make your job all that much more challenging to get this business off the ground?
I think in one sense it does, but in another sense, security engineers are people that want to be in the security space, want to be aligned and part of a business that focuses on security.
Right.
They don't necessarily want to be part of performing a security function within a broader systems integration business. They want to know that they're part of a dedicated security business. So ever since we've even started talking about this new business in the market, we are very fortunate in the sense that a lot of people are reaching out to us and saying, that's a business that I want to be a part of, because you're now focusing on security. Mm. I know that if I come there, there's going to be development, there's going to be access to global R&D, there's going to be access to technology that the likes of which we wouldn't normally have access to. And we're going to develop them, invest in them ourselves as well. Yeah. We're very deliberate about that.
Yeah. So you're hiring?
Absolutely.
You mentioned the Security Operations Center, or SOC, SOCs that NTT operates around the world. Are you planning to deploy a SOC here in South Africa as well?
Yes, we are. So we're going to develop a SOC, and with that comes the whole incident response process. And we're on the lookout for skills in that space. We're obviously assessing different platforms in order to ensure that the seam and the saw that we use ingests appropriate logs, and that we have the correct skills in the security operations center monitoring that and being able to react as and when they need to. We will have a localized version, absolutely, but we still will partner with NTT and back out to NTT for certain clients. The Middle East and Africa market is very different. If one looks at the various geographies in which we operate, different maturities, and we need to design a service, a managed security service, that is appropriate for the markets over here in which we operate. So it's not a one-size-fits-all, And that's part of the R&D and the product development capabilities that we're introducing into this business as well.
So it's not going to be simply a replication of what NTT Security does elsewhere in the world. It's going to be quite a different beast here in South Africa.
It needs to be, you know, both in South Africa and Middle East and Africa. We need to be creating services that are appropriate for this market, appropriate for the size of the clients and the various challenges that we have over here, which aren't necessarily evident in other geographies. So you go to localize this.
Before we wrap up, Tony, what's your outlook for this business? I mean, how fast is it going to grow? How significant is it going to be in a few years' time?
Well, since this business sits alongside four other exceptionally well-respected and well-established businesses. I'm a competitive individual, so I'm going to make sure that this is a significant contributor to the overall group. But yeah, at the end of the day, security is embedded in everything in the ICT landscape, and increasingly so as we move forward. So yeah, as much as we are going to be selling very specific security services, we can't take our eye off the ball when it comes to securing everything that the rest of the group sells. So we are going to be deeply embedded with the other four brands, but we're going to stand alone. You know, we're going to stand alone, and it's going to be a substantive contributor. There's no doubt. And the market opportunity is there. As I said earlier, $3.6 billion on the Middle East and Africa continent. The opportunity is there.
What I meant to ask, whose forecast is that, and what? For which year? Is that a 2019 figure?
That's a 2020 figure, and we've got a business that is responsible exclusively for pulling stats from the various organizations, the likes of the Forrester, the IDCs, Gartner, etc. That actually sits out of Asia. It's part of NTT Security, and we've got that detail right down to the various practices that we're going to be creating. It's a big business. So $3.6 billion, you know, in rand terms, it's huge. There's a lot of runway ahead of us.
For sure. And which will be the key markets? Obviously South Africa, but which other markets in the regions are you going to be focusing
on? So South Africa, Kenya, East Africa. There we do have some capabilities in West Africa as well, and then going into the UAE and into Saudi as well.
Okay.
So those are probably the four key areas and regions.
Great. Well, I look forward to seeing how the business does, and all the best of luck. Tony Walt is head of Dimension Data Security. Thank you so much for talking to Tech Central today.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Duncan.